Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
This is speaking of the main harvest. All the believers in Christ from the New Testament time up to this point in Christ, they will receive a resurrected body. Notice he did say we will all be changed. Those who are alive at the coming of Christ, they will receive a glorified body. But the dead will rise first. They have preeminence over us. So they come out of the graves first. The Bible says in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we did the study. That's faster than a cat's meow. Faster than 1/1,000,000th of a second. The word is atomos. And they split an atom and they count the time to 1/1,000,000th of a second. It's quicker than you can snap your finger. They come out of the grave. We won't even see it. But they come first and then we follow. What a reunion that's going to be, by the way. They come out of the grave. They receive a new body. And we shall receive a new body. So that's the main harvest. We see it again. Let's look at this reference. In 1 Thessalonians, I read this a lot at the graveside. Verse number 13. But I would not have you be ignorant. The word ignorant means uninformed. He was not calling them stupid. You bunch of stupid people. That's not what he was saying. The word ignorant means I want you to have some information. I don't want you to be uninformed. Concerning them which are asleep, there's that word again. These are believers. They're asleep, they're at rest with Christ, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive remain. Again, I can't overemphasize this. Paul was looking for the coming of Christ in his lifetime. He used that word, we which are alive remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep, those who are dead. Okay? For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And here it is, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. They have preeminence, but it's so quick, you're not going to be at what is that cemetery? We got that cemetery plot at Auburndale Memorial. We have some plots at Auburndale Memorial. And if the Lord comes, help yourself. I don't need it. Got them. They're in our name. If the Lord comes and you're lost, you can have those plots. Help yourself. But anyway, wouldn't it be something to be out there at Auburndale Memorial? You think in having a funeral? I mentioned this. We're at a burial site. And the Lord just happens to come and say, man, we'll see these guys. It happens so fast, we won't see it happen. But won't that be something? The dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. And those dead with their resurrected bodies. And be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in there. And I love this. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And God's people said, amen. Don't you believe that?
Yes.
That's so exciting to me. It is. So you got the first fruits, these are believers. Then you have the main harvest, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 Thessalonians 4. And then you have what's called the gleanings. Real quick, turn me to Revelation chapter number 20, verses 4 and 5. And I know these who have been with us a long time, this is old hat. Look at the gleanings. These are believers who have not yet received the resurrected body. But these are what's the gleanings, these are what's left over. Look in Revelation chapter number 20, verse number 4 and 5. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, for the word of the Lord, which had not worshipped the beast. So obviously this puts you in a time frame of the tribulation period. There will be a lot of believers who will be killed in the tribulation period. And they will receive their resurrected bodies, these believers. After Christ comes in the rapture, the tribulation takes place a short time afterwards. Those who are killed, who are believers in Christ, they will also receive a resurrected body. And we see that with those that did not worship the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived resurrected. and reign with Christ 1,000 years. And notice this one. But the rest of the dead, these are unbelievers, live not again until 1,000 years are finished. This is the first resurrection. So you notice the first resurrection is comprised of three parts. It's completed. After this, now get this, I'm going to move on real quick. After this, there will be no more death to believers. No more. The first resurrection, that includes first fruits, the main harvest, and the gleanings. After this resurrection, at the end of the tribulation period, when those believers are resurrected, those who had died, they, if people enter into the millennium, believers, they will never, ever die. There's no need for resurrection. However, there will be a resurrection for unbelievers. While you're in Revelation chapter number 20, go to verse number 11. This is for unbelievers. These are from the time of Cain, who are the first people that was cast into whoever they were, to the last person in hell as unbelievers, referring to them. And I saw a great white throne in him that sat upon him, it which is Jesus, who is Jesus, whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. I wish I could talk, but I got to move on. And I saw the dead, both small and great, stand before God. This is unbelievers. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, the grave. And they were judged according to every man according to their works, literally. And I wish I could talk about, but these are unbelievers. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So you get the point. Even unbelievers will get resurrected bodies. They're going to stand before Jesus at the great white throne judgment. They'll be judged and they'll be cast into the lake of fire for eternity. And there's so much here and I got to quit. Death was proof that Jesus was human. Jesus died. Proved that he was human. Resurrection was proof that Jesus is God. Hope you get that. Jesus is fully man. He's fully God. Death was proof that Jesus was human. Yet resurrection was proof that Jesus, amen. Yes, 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 yes. That's in, it's appointed a man wants to die, and after that, the judgment. All those people that raised, well, was raised from the dead in the Old Testament, they had to die again. Don't you, let me get, don't make any sense. I know a lot of things I don't understand, you know. There's a lot of things I don't get. But he did not get a glorified body. So he had to die again. Matter of fact, they're sitting around the table. Read after end of John chapter number 11. Because Jesus had to be the first to get a glorified body, not Lazarus, not any of these others. Was Peter's mother-in-law? Did she die? No, she was just healed, wasn't she? Peter's mother-in-law. Anyway, there's other people that have been resurrected from the dead. You got me running rabbits now, Miss Iris. But Jesus had to be the first to receive. But in John chapter 11, all those Pharisees, when Jesus is sitting around the table, and maybe it's John chapter 12, and there's Jesus and Lazarus. Not only did they want to kill Jesus, they want to kill Lazarus. Do you remember that little, because he's proof what Jesus is talking about a resurrection. Jesus, Lazarus. Yeah. So I do not believe Lazarus received a glorified body because Jesus must be of necessity the first of that order, the first of that kind, if you will, to receive a resurrected body. Did I answer your question? If I'm wrong, Jesus will tell you when we're in heaven, he'll say, Iris, that preacher was so way off base. But I do believe I'm right that Jesus was the first to receive a glorified body. Our Father, we love you. We thank you for your word. And Lord, like Miss Iris said, there's a lot of things we don't understand, but I do know this, that you came into this world. You sent your son. He died on the cross for our sins. I know he shed his blood. And Lord, I know I'm on my way to heaven. I thank you for that gift of eternal life. And it's our prayer that perhaps there's somebody here that's not saved, that this will be the hour they call upon your name. Thank you for your son. In his name we pray. Amen and amen. May God bless you.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.